as we discuss the world of sports and pop culture. As always, the call number is 347-215-6180. We are, as always, sponsored by www.webmagazine.com. An abbreviated edition of the program tonight, as the NCAA returns to take center stage, return to action, and really a night of for the Cinderellas. This is a Cinderella night for the NCAA tournament. You have Loyola Chicago, Nevada squaring off. You have Florida State, Kansas State, and Texas A&M trying to all make their way to the Elite Eight. Michigan and Kentucky are two of the favorites now to get to a national championship, to win a national championship. Michigan certainly has been there all tournament long. Even before the tournament, they were considered as one of the favorites to win a national championship. Now Kentucky has joined that mix as they will take on a Kansas State team looking to advance to their first Elite Eight, going back to what, Mitch Richmond? Yeah, it's been that long. 1988 or 89. I want to say 88 was the last time Kansas State made it to the Elite Eight. Listen, first weekend is always about the Cinderellas, the little guys, the upsets. That's the magic of the tournament. Second weekend is about the big boys. It's about the Dukes, the Kentuckys, the Kansases, to a lesser extent, the Michigans of the world. So it's going to be interesting to me to watch what the favorites, how the favorites play tonight, and how the favorites play moving forward in this weekend. This weekend, because remember, this was a tournament last weekend that was dominated by the lower seeds, dominated by upsets, dominated by just things that we had never seen before with UMBC, taking out Virginia. Now we'll see if the tournament starts to settle down, if, the big boys, Villanova's, Dukes, if those teams kind of take, impose their will on the tournament and head towards the Elite Eight and to the Final Four. So action is going to start around 7 o'clock. I believe 7:37 is the first tip-off. Michigan and Texas A&M. We're going to talk more about the games over the course of the program, but the NCAA tournament is back in action tonight, leading all the way through Sunday evening as we head towards the Final Four in San Antonio. Just getting started here on this latest edition of the Sir Joe Quinn Sports Podcast. Hello to Facebook out there. We'll be on for the full 30 minutes. We have an abbreviated program, so we'll do the whole for 30 minutes on Facebook. A lot to talk about in just a little over 30 minutes. Coming up on tonight's headlines, there's trouble in paradise. We're going to talk about that and Pro Day. That's coming up on this latest edition of the Sir Joe Quinn Sports Podcast. We'll be right back. 347-215-6180 is the call number, 39 minutes after the 6 o'clock hour as we get ready for a Sweet 16 NCAA tournament back in action on Thursday. On tonight, you'll have Kansas State, Kentucky, Florida State, Gonzaga, and Michigan, Texas A&M. Danny Hurley has just been named the head coach of the University of Connecticut. Danny Hurley, of course, spent his last few years in Rhode Island. I think there's no question in my mind that you can win at Connecticut. Now, I don't think the program will ever return to the level it was at when Jim Calhoun was there. Jim Calhoun was one of the great coaches, college coaches of all time. What he did with Connecticut, I don't know if you'll ever see another coach in college basketball do what he did with Connecticut. Matter of fact, I'm very confident saying that we will never see another coach do what Jim Calhoun did at Connecticut. People gotta forever realize Connecticut is not a blue blood program. We're not talking about UNC, UCLA, Kentucky, Indiana, programs like that. He basically did the equivalent and then some of what Bobby Bowden did at Florida State. to that level and then some, because he even won just as much as Florida State did in football. That you won't see that again. Okay, so I think Danny Hill will do a nice job. I think he'll get the program respect back to respectability as far as making the NCAA tournament, maybe an occasional Sweet 16 run. But as far as winning championships, competing for Final Fours year in and year out, that era is over for the University of Connecticut. You will never see that. Because Jim Calhoun was that great of a coach. Talking about, again, one of four or five greatest coaches in the history of the sport. He's the guy that owned Mike Krzyzewski, that on multiple occasions out-coached Mike Krzyzewski in big spots, in particular the 99 NCAA championship. Jean-Pierre Paul traded to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Giants will get a third round pick and a fourth round pick. Tampa Bay, of course, gets Pierre Paul and a fourth round pick as well. The teams swap fourth round picks. Here's what I'll say about Jason Pierre Paul. Got a little confused there. But this is a guy who, to me, wasted his career. He wasted his career playing with fireworks. Okay. Look at him before the fireworks, after the fireworks. Now, July 4th of this summer is going to mark the 3-year anniversary of him basically eliminating one of his hands and basically only being able to use one hand to play football with the fireworks accident that took place 3 summers ago. This guy is supposed to be one of the premier pass rushers in all of football. He could have been right up there with J.J. Watt, right up there with any top pass rusher in the league. He had that kind of talent. And he wasted it playing with fireworks. That's his legacy, as far as I'm concerned. That's his legacy. You don't give away pass rushers. Think about this. Think about it again. He's only 29 years old, so this is supposed to be the prime. He's supposed to be in the prime of his career. But to me, he's next. He's basically done. Now, again, I don't blame Tampa for making a trade. Tampa Bay defensive line outside Gerald McCoy desperately needs help. They had trouble. They don't get to the quarterback. Their defense was horrible last year. So he's worth the risk. Remember, some of these pass rushers have 9 lives. But what he could have been versus what he is a guy who had Hall of Fame talent and just threw it away for, again, some fireworks. Let that marinate in your mind. Think about that. Johnny Manziel throws at a pro day. Again, he's going to continue to get chance after chance after chance. These quarterbacks have 9 lives. That it just goes to show you how desperate teams are for quality quarterbacks. Because I wouldn't touch Johnny Manziel with a 10-foot pole. Okay, I wouldn't try out. I don't want to hear an interview. I wouldn't even look at Johnny Manziel if I'm trying to win football games. Not even as a backup. I wouldn't even want him around my team, to be honest with you. But teams are desperate for any type of quarterbacking. Once you get past a certain group, a certain level of quarterbacks, teams are desperate for quarterbacking. So guys like Johnny Manziel continuously will get talent. The thing about Johnny Manziel too, at least Josh Gordon, at least we saw years where Josh Gordon was the best receiver in football. Johnny Manziel's getting chances, and you never even approach any type of success in the NFL. Like, everything that you're getting a chance, that you keep getting these chances based on what he did against Alabama, against Nick Saban in the SEC. That's what he's still getting chances on. So this is not based on NFL success. 347-215-6180 is the call number on this latest edition of the Cyril Gerald Quinn Sports Podcast. Remember, you can always find us at itunes.apple.com. Look up Cyril Gerald Quinn Sports Podcast. April 2nd, 2018 at 7:30, we have the premiere of the Real Deal Podcast. So stay tuned for that. That is less than 2 weeks away. We'll be putting out more stuff about that. But coming up, Trouble in Paradise. We'll talk about the Spurs and much, much more in this latest edition of the Sergio Quinn Sports Podcast. We'll be right back. 347-215-6180 on this latest edition of the Sergio Quinn Sports Podcast. Facebook Live is as well as we do this abbreviated edition of the podcast. Of course, by now, if many of you, most of you probably have heard about this meeting that took place after between this players meeting, this players only meeting that took place in the San Antonio locker room following a Saturday victory against the Minnesota Timberwolves this past Saturday. Adrian Wojnarowski was, you know, who's one of the best media members in terms of most connected media members in terms of the NBA. There's no one as connected or more connected in terms of breaking the story and getting it right than Adrian Wojnarowski, if I pronounced that right. Talked about this in a piece that he did. That he did for ESPN. Apparently, basically, the Spurs basically confronted, and I mean the Spurs, I'm talking about players, Ginobili, Tony Parker, basically asking Kawhi Leonard, like, what are you going to do? Like, are you with us? Are you going to play this year or not? And you look at that franchise and how proud of a franchise that is, and you look at how they're run from top to bottom, look at the fact that Greg Popovich is a former, you know, was in the Air Force. There is a bunker / family mentality that organization has. And all this, I've never heard anyone who has left the Spurs organization, retired, ex-player, ex-coach, ex-anything, say anything bad about the Spurs organization. I've never heard it. So that is a tight-knit group. And it takes a lot of pride for those players with multiple rings. We're talking about Hall of Famers in Tony Parker and Ginobili, who both of them, each of them have four rings on their finger, four championship rings. It takes a lot of pride to basically beg Kawhi Leonard to play this year. And what this comes down to is, it's like, dude, you're with us or you're not. We're tired of answering questions about your injury. We're tired of answering questions about speculation of you possibly playing. It was reported last Thursday that he was supposed to come back. And it's gotten to a point to where, and you heard Manu Ginobili basically say, hey, you know, he fooled us once. He didn't say, now he didn't use those exact words saying Kawhi Leonard fooled us, but basically said, we've been fooled once. And apparently, during recent practices, Kawhi Leonard has been going hard and really ramping it up as far as his activity level, to a point to where players believe that he should be playing. That's what this is. Players on that team believe Kawhi Leonard is healthy enough to play. That's what it comes down to. Even more so than being annoyed about the media questions, the speculations, those players in that locker room believe Kawhi Leonard is healthy enough to be on the floor. And those players in that locker room know, as well as I do, even Kawhi Leonard at 85 to 90%, you put him 85 to 90% on the Spurs, they can beat anybody outside. I feel like outside the Golden State Warriors, they could beat anybody in the playoffs and possibly get to a conference final. There's no one. And right now the Spurs are look at the standings here. The Spurs are right now 6th seed, but only a half game out of the fourth seed with Oklahoma City. They are 2.5 games out of the third seed with trailing the Portland Trailblazers, who have recently had their long winning streak snapped. So they're right there. I don't believe they're gonna finish in 6th. I believe they'll either finish 4th or 5th. But the bottom line is no one, not Golden State, Houston, Oklahoma City, Portland, no one wants to see that team in the first round. Healthy. Especially with a healthy Kawhi Leonard. And truthfully, depending on the matchup, they will be dangerous even without Kawhi Leonard for certain for a Oklahoma City or a Portland. I don't think they wouldn't beat Houston Golden State without Kawhi Leonard. They are more than capable of beating Oklahoma City or Portland, in my opinion, without Kawhi Leonard. But the bottom line is, those players in the locker room believe that he should be on the floor and believe that he is healthy enough to be on the floor. Now, you might say, if you are Camp Kawhi, you might say, well, right now he's making a business decision where he doesn't want to risk further damage to the quad. He's coming up on a contract year. He's eligible for a max extension, super max extension, which would pay him over $200 million. I've never heard of a quad injury ending a player's career. Knee, back, feet, Achilles. I've never heard of a quad injury ending a player's career. You're telling me that if Kawhi Leonard re-injured himself, that the Spurs wouldn't still offer him that supermax deal? So I think it's more likely that if he doesn't come back, that they don't give him the max deal, rather than if he came back, them not giving him the max deal. Because right now, I think that organization believes that he is mentally fragile, right? Mentally weak and fragile. And you have to be, if you are Greg Popovich, if you're Peter Holt, R.C. Buford, the Spurs brass, you have to be thinking to yourself, is this the guy that's going to lead us into the future? Is this our franchise guy? Can he be David Robinson? Can he be Tim Duncan? Is he that guy from a mental standpoint? Forget about his talent. We know how talented he is. But mentally, can he, it's a lot to be a franchise player other than what happens on the court. It's a lot of weight to carry as a franchise player. And if I'm Peter Holt, if I'm the Spurs or brass, I'm having serious, concerns and doubts on whether or not he is that guy. Is he mentally up to it? And right now, he doesn't look mentally up to it, to be honest with you. 347-215-6180, it's your call number. When we return, we'll go through NBA Wednesday and much, much more in this latest edition of the Sergio Quinn Sports Podcast. We'll be right back. 50 minutes after the 6 o'clock hour on this latest edition of the Sergio Quinn Sports Podcast. Last night, Toronto again showed you why they're not ready for the big boys. And the big boys in the Eastern Conference is one and one team only. That's the Cleveland Cavaliers. They blew a 17-point lead over the course of the game. Again, DeRozan and Kyle Lowry were decent, not great. We know what LeBron did, Kevin Love, and the rest of the Cavaliers, shot almost 60%. But here's the bottom line. I don't care how deep you are as far as your bench. That means nothing in the NBA playoffs. It means nothing. It's about, this is not college basketball. Like, you can win championships in college going 10, 11, 12 deep. That doesn't work in the NBA. The NBA is about stars. You get to the playoffs, rotations will get cut. There are about seven and a half players that each championship team, even Golden State, will trust when the money's on the table. So I hear all the talk about, Kyle and DeMar, don't have to do as much. There's less pressure on them. The bench, and I like their bench players. Toronto has some guys who could be starting on other teams. Their bench is very good. I think it might be the best bench in the league. Their bench is great. They have a great bench. But that doesn't win you championships. That's not going to beat LeBron James. Your stars have to be stars. Lowry and DeRozan are both all-star players. They have to play like all-stars and take and impose their will against LeBron James or against anybody else in the playoffs in order for Toronto to get to the NBA Finals. Again, last night really didn't teach you anything you didn't already know. No answer for LeBron. DeMar, DeRozan, and Lowry are not on that level. So I didn't think you learned anything last night that you didn't already know. So, again, Cleveland, until you see otherwise, is still the big brother in the Eastern Conference. especially with a healthy Kevin Love back in the mix. We began the program talking about the NCAA tournament. Of course, the Sweet 16 is back on tonight. This is a game, this will be a night for the Cinderellas as far as can they take that next step. I don't consider Texas A&M a Cinderella. I mean, you know, Kansas State, Florida State, Loyola Chicago. Of course, Loyola Chicago is playing Nevada, so that's a battle. The Cinderellas, one of those teams, would be in Elite Eight. But more about Florida State, Kansas State, Texas A&M, and even to a lesser extent, Texas A&M. Kentucky, again, out of all the big teams left in the NCAA tournament, Kentucky has the easiest path to get to a Final Four. And I'm telling you right now, there is no reason, I mean zero reason, why Kentucky should not be in a Final Four. With the amount of talent that that team has, they have pros up and down the board. John Calipari this year did an awful job in the regular season with that team. There's no way that team should have lost 12 or 13 games in the SEC. In any conference, that team should not have lost, shouldn't have lost more than five games this year. That team is loaded. I thought Duke had the most talent coming in this tournament, and after watching Kentucky this weekend, I had to change my opinion and say Kentucky has the most talent, NBA stock talent in the NCAA tournament. There's no question about it. Now, they might not have an individual player as good as Marvin Bagley, but as a whole, in terms of their first five or six, seven players, they had pros up and down the board. And Calipari, again, he has one championship since he got there. Despite having more pros, more one-and-dones than any team in college basketball, he has one championship. And again, that team, there's no way in the world that team should have lost 12, 13 games. I think the best game of the night will be Michigan, Texas A&M. I'll take Loyola Chicago, Kentucky, Gonzaga, and I really like Michigan in the Texas A&M game. I think Michigan, with a week to prepare for those big men, Beilein is a tremendous tournament coach. I think he'll come up with a scheme defensively that will take those two big men, those Texas A&M's big men, out of the game. I think it'll be a low-scoring game. I think Michigan will make enough perimeter shots, but I absolutely believe that they will take Texas A&M's big men out of that game. Much easier to take big men out in the NCAA tournament than, of course, in the NBA. So I expect Michigan to advance to take on Gonzaga. I expect Kentucky to advance, and I like Loyola Chicago to keep on with their magical run. Not sure if Nevada, even with a week off, basically, or 4 days off, can ramp up that emotion at following a historic comeback in the third round that they had against Cincinnati. I don't know if they can just ramp up that the amount of energy that it would take, again, even with the days off, to go play at this level at the Sweet 16. So it'll be fun to watch. Tonight is about the Cinderellas. Tomorrow night will be more about the heavyweights, the blue bloods, in terms of Kansas, Duke, Syracuse, Villanova. But tonight will be about the Cinderellas and the lower seeds as they look to continue their magical run to the NCAA, to the Elite Eight, and possibly the Final Four. Before we get out of here, I just want to acknowledge and congratulate Chris Quinn II on his recent Hall of Fame induction to the Indiana State Basketball Hall of Fame. It is something that definitely is long overdue and well-deserved by one of the greats of all time in the city of South Bend. And anybody that knows anything about basketball in Indiana, especially basketball in South Bend, knows that if you are considered to be one of the best of all time in that city, or any major city in the state of Indiana, then you have accomplished a lot. So he did a tremendous job. Had a tremendous career, of course, at St. Joe's. And, definitely congratulations to him. Years and years of hard work. I saw the behind, other people might have saw what was the the finished product as far as when he performed. But I was fortunate enough to see the behind the scenes, the practices, the workouts, things that most people did not see. And I know that it was definitely years and years and well deserved. So again, congratulations to one Chris Quinn II on his Hall of Fame induction to the Indiana State Basketball Hall of Fame. That's going to wrap it up for this latest edition of the Cyril Gerald Quinn Sports Podcast. I will see you next time as we continue to look at the NCAA tournament. Baseball season is right around the corner and much, much more. Have a great evening. Enjoy the games. So long.